Some will, some won't. So what? Stop whining. Go get your life, because the weekend starts now.
Well, let's talk about wealth management. Now, here's some information that's near and dear to my heart. As we help you create the success you desire, many of you will be making more money, a lot more money. The tendency in our business is to increase your lifestyle. You must show your friends and family just how successful you have become. Newer cars, bigger homes, and amazing vacations. Well, there's nothing wrong with any of this, as long as you're also being diligent in managing your new wealth and planning for the future. If you don't, after all this fun, you'll find yourself 30 to 40 years older and broke. Now, we've managed to live in the home of our dreams, drive the cars we love to drive, and take many amazing vacations. So I'm not saying you must live like a pauper just to be debt-free and have a secure retirement. I am saying you need to have a plan and work the plan. Retirement is coming whether you have the money or not. At some time in your life, you will not be able to or want to work anymore. How will your retirement years be lived? I'm always intrigued as I visit with so many salespeople and hear their stories of how successful they were throughout their careers and how they now live on Social Security only. What happened? Well, no matter where you are in life concerning income, money management is vital. We've always had a savings account and an emergency fund since we were first married in 1981. We've been saving for retirement since 1985. John Maxwell says, you have to tell your money where to go, or you will wonder where it went. Now, I've read many books concerning this process, and the conclusion I have come to is that to get ahead financially and create true wealth, your primary focus must be to eliminate debt, spend less than you make, and invest strategically over your entire earning lifetime. The sooner you start this process, the greater your financial rewards will be. Take some time to study compounding interest. It will amaze you. We talk a lot about goal setting in sales. We must apply the same principles to money management. If you don't write down what you want to accomplish financially, create a plan of action, and work that plan every day, week, month, and year, your retirement years are not going to be much fun. We've had the self-discipline and good fortune to live debt-free two different times in our married lives, from 1993 to 2003, and again from 2006 to the present. I cannot explain the difference it will make in your life and your business, but I do highly recommend it. Get out of debt. You will live differently. You will sell differently. Some of the books I've read talk about good debt and bad debt. I feel this all comes down to your feelings concerning this. I have business associates that love the gamble. They don't care if they're playing golf or buying into a new business venture. They just love the thrill of the risk and the reward. Again, I'm not putting these people down. I just have a little different attitude towards this process. This goes back to what I stated earlier. You must have a process, and all business and personal expenses must be accounted for. I will not joke about this. It is very difficult to discipline yourself to fight our consumer-driven society and put yourself and your family in an amazing financial situation. So many people don't even try to accomplish any of this because they feel their income is too low. They plan on winning the lottery, or they're hoping their great Uncle Fred is going to leave them an inheritance. It could happen, but why not make sure it will happen, just in case Uncle Fred didn't like you quite as much as you thought. So how do we go about this? Well, first of all, you need to believe that you can do this. We have, and many others have. As any great thing in your life, it takes time. Everything I'm going to talk about, for us, starts after you have fulfilled your tithing process, giving away at least the first 10% of all income that comes into your home. I have another audio series titled The Attitude of Expectancy on this topic. Please listen to it. It goes into great detail on this process and will change your life. Don't question it. Just do it. Yes, you can. Now, there are many great books written on the topic of money management. I feel one of the best authors is Dave Ramsey. He has a great system concerning this process, and I recommend you read everything he has written on debt elimination and creating what he calls financial peace. In my opinion, the key to building long-term wealth is to first eliminate debt. For many, this may take longer than others. When you make a living in a commission-based business, you need to plan to have some lean weeks, months, or maybe even years. Most Americans live 90 days from bankruptcy. Think about it. If your income stopped today, how long could you continue to pay your bills? By setting a goal to live debt-free, loss of income for a week, month, or maybe even a year will not be a life-changing event. As I stated earlier, the process to eliminate debt is no different than any other goal-accomplishing process. You must know where you are financially and where you want to be, 1 year, 5 years, or at age 65. Develop a plan, get to work on it every day, and in the very near future, you will live a debt-free life. You will live differently, and you will sell differently. Once you are debt-free, the wealth-building options open up for you. You can now start to enjoy doing the things you dream of doing. Maybe get into rental properties to create additional wealth. Play more golf. Work less days in the business. One of the most obvious things we've done throughout this process is spend many hours of quality time with our children and grandchildren. Another common mistake made in the insurance sales business is the idea that once you create a book of business and the renewals start pouring in, you can count on this money as your retirement. In our business of final expense life insurance, this won't work very well since most of your clients are older than you are. The only way you will continue to receive any renewal income money is if the client continues to pay their premium. Unfortunately, when your clients die, they won't be paying any additional premiums. Now, it's very simple to create your own renewal stream of income by investing all the renewals you earn throughout your selling years. The amount of renewal you can earn will vary with all the companies you do business with. So what I've done and continue to do is invest 15% of all monies earned every year, and I've done this since 1985. In the early years, this was not very much money. As my business grew and my income went up, this number went up accordingly. Put some numbers into a compounding interest calculator and get amazed at what will happen. If you're earning right at $100,000 and invest your 15% every year for 30 years and earn an average of 7% interest compounded over 30 years, you will have amassed around $1.5 million. Now, that's a great start to a great retirement. I will again quote John Maxwell, "If you don't tell your money where to go, you will wonder where it went." Your first thought about this is probably, "Wow, can anyone really accomplish this?" Yes, you can. We are living proof. Read Dave Ramsey's books, Total Money Makeover and Financial Peace, and many others. Read Larry Burkett's book, The Coming Economic Earthquake. This is where I started. If you ever have the opportunity to attend Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, please do that. It's a 12-week course on much of what we just talked about, only better. God wants to pour his blessings on people going in a direction he wants them to go. God wants us all debt-free. Go get your blessings. So keep listening and keep learning in all aspects of your business and your life. Remember, our goal is to help you become simply the best. Thank you.